It was fun.
You are, I know that Nick, for those who don't know, is a very, very funny stand-up comic, in addition to being one of America's finest actors. And Nick is in the middle, you're in the middle of a tour right now.
I'm doing a big stand-up tour. I'm going all over. MySpace is promoting it. You go to MySpace.com, the comedy page, and it's like this 12-city, like, crazy stand-up tour.
And how many, where are you in it right now? Like, what city are you
on? I haven't started yet. Okay, I leave next week.
Okay, so when I say in the middle, I'm totally wrong then.
No, because I'm in the middle, if you count my whole career as
Thank
a
you.
Tour.
And how does it work? What do people see when they go to see Nick Swartzen on the road?
They see a lot of different sides. They see a lot. There's a lot of fart jokes.
Uh-huh.
Not gonna lie.
Nice.
Diarrhea. I mentioned that word a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
No, my shows are fun because, like, I'm different because, like, other comics, I go out after the show, like, I party with everybody. So, like, we just, like, rage. And it's, like, so funny because people, like, they don't expect it. You know what I mean? Like, after the show, I'm like, let's go. I'm like, where are we drinking? Everyone's like, oh, my God. They're like, I can't believe Nick's going to go out drinking. And then I'm like, I'll drink, like, all night. I'm like, where's the after bar? They're like, can't believe Nick's going to go to an after bar. It's so cool. And then they're like, literally, it's like, I can't believe Nick's throwing up on my couch. That is so amazing. I can't believe Nick's not leaving my house for 3 days. So it's fun. It's a lot of fun. So yeah, I go to MySpace and it has all the tour.
Yeah, events. There you go. And the Blades of Glory. How did you wind up in that movie? Because I know you do a lot of things, but how did you wind up in that particular film?
Well, I mean, like every guy, I figure skated in high school.
Mm-hmm. So
they had heard about that.
You play a stalker. Is that fair to call you a stalker?
I play, yeah, like a crazy stalker.
Not one of those normal, regular stalkers?
No, yeah. Not one of those healthy stalkers.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I stalked John Heder.
You did? Was that?
Whatever.
So, as the stalker, and John Heder being your stalkie, you are somebody who's in love with him, who wants...
It's just like, I just, like, I'm obsessed with him. It's not really, like, a love thing. It's more like, I just, like... I, like, love him so much, I want to kill him. It's, like, really weird. It's really bizarre, but, yeah, it was a weird character. But, like, I am kind of, like, I've never stalked anybody, obviously. But, like, I do have this, like, weird obsession with, like, with messing with my friends. Like, this is a true story. My friend Jamie Kennedy, who I did Malibu's Most Wanted with.
Mm-hmm.
this is a true story that I did to Jamie. It's kind of stalkery. We were having dinner one night, and, I decided, like, in my head, I'm like, I'm gonna get Jamie, because I used to live with him, so I knew how to break into his house.
Uh-huh.
So we leave dinner, and I go, all right, I'll see you later, and he's like, later, bro. And so I race, like, a back way to his house, and I went in the backyard, I broke into his house. This is so awful. And I just bought a baseball hat that had, like, a wig sewn into it. So it's, like, this baseball and, like, this jet, like, long black hair. And so I broke into his house and took my shirt off and put this hat on really low and got a huge knife out of the kitchen. And then I just went and just stood in the corner of his living room. It's the most scared I've ever fathomed a human being being.